on tax reform. We need a simple flat tax.
So what we do is we get rid of the entire tax code, and we have one flat rate of 14.5%.
The Worth Report, featuring Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright.
We're going to propose a tax plan that is a simple, fair, flat tax.
You know, a lot of people really do like the flat tax. Steve Forbes was a very strong proponent of it for a long period of time.
We'll take a look at the past, present, and future of the financial landscape and discuss how it affects you, your family, the world around you, and most importantly, your retirement.
What it does is get rid of the current tax code, all 70,000 pages, millions of words, starts all over again, recognizing you can't redeem this thing, and replace it with a single rate, and they are going to have different variations of it. Rand Paul, for example, also gets rid of the employee portion of the Social Security tax. Others will have different tweaks on it. But the key thing is you start over, make it simple so that people could understand it, cut out all the lobbying.
This is The Worth Report. Now, here are your hosts, Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to this edition of The Worth Report. I'm your host, Nick Wharton, along with Glenn Wright, founder and president of Worth Financial. Each week, we'll bring you news that you can immediately use to manage your financial planning and offer commentary on local, national, global events that affect your ability to sustain your financial future. Well, Glenn, how are you doing this week?
Doing good. How are you doing this morning?
I am excited to be here this morning. Weather's nice, and we're all here together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, last week, we had an interesting conversation about presidential hopeful Ted Cruz's flat tax. And I want to return to that conversation. It was very good, and you provided some very helpful information. But I want to talk a little bit more, though, about how it really affects Americans who are lower income, middle income, and as well as high income earners.
Okay.
What's your reaction to that?
Well, Nick, let's start with low income earners. It's going to affect everybody. One thing that Ted Cruz talked about was that if you made $36,000 or less, then you wouldn't pay any income tax. So just like now, you wouldn't pay any income tax. But above that, then you would start to pay some tax.
You wouldn't pay any income tax if you earned less than $30,000?
$36,000. $36,000 or less. You wouldn't pay any income tax. However, if there is a VAT tax, so to speak, then everybody pays that tax. So it's on things that you purchased. So they might not pay from an income perspective, but they'll pay in another area. So when they buy goods and some services, they'll pay that tax on that. So they will be affected that way. Now, when you go to, let's go to the other side, on the higher income earners, then they are going to pay a smaller reduced rate. However, they will also pay the VAT tax too. So depending on your spending and how you allocate your dollars, you can end up paying more money in tax. And then the middle class, it's going to work on both areas because it now becomes more expensive. The concern, and that's what I've been hearing in many other lot of chatter about, is how is it going to really affect the middle class? And there's a concern that things can become so expensive, it can end up hurting the economy versus helping. But however, in his plan, he perceives that it's going to help.
So let's talk a little bit more about that, because when you think about the sort of so-called pinched middle class, yeah, who haven't seen increase in salaries, housing costs have gone up, a whole range, of course, have impacted this important voting block. Does the flat tax really benefit the middle class?
You know, that's a they have so many different the book was so long and so large, we don't know. There are some economists that feel like it will, and there's some that feel like it won't. But something to think about is if you're going to go and add a VAT tax, just like, you know, if you've been to Europe, And in Europe, you know, things are tend to be more expensive because they're taxed. Now, luckily, we get the majority of that money back because we're Americans and we fly back home. But however, if you live there, you're paying that tax. So the key is going to be this. Are you going to, when things become, two things can typically happen. One will be that now manufacturers and producers will have to lower their prices for the tax to make sure it is still affordable, or there will be smaller quantities that may be bought because of that, right? So, and then if that's the case, then what happens to those corporations if the sales are no longer the same? They may have to lay off people to make up the difference or so forth. Or then the that's one perspective. The other perspective, which is certainly what Ted Cruz wants to happen, would be that this will really energize everybody and energize not just the working poor, but the middle class as well as the upper class.
You know, I haven't heard much about how this flat tax would, you know, help social mobility. And so recently I read a fascinating article in The Washington Post that highlighted the contrast between poverty and wealth, particularly in the South. That seems to have sort of metastasized in the South, where we have the greatest source of poverty. In this article, it talked about a young woman who's a single parent with three children, who has amazing barriers just getting to work. You know, she doesn't live in the inner city and has to depend on not just walking, hitching rides, and huge public transportation challenges. It's often talked about that the earned income tax credit would benefit the poor. For those of us who really don't understand that, talk about that. Well, how does the earned income tax credit benefit the poor?
Well, it's actually a pure credit. It's not any type of deduction. It's a credit that's given based on your income, and it actually goes into their pockets. And that money is to be used to help ultimately boost the economy, to help people to... So, like, for the, I'm familiar with the article that you spoke of, that she could ultimately, hopefully one day, get a car or have more money so she can continue to work and move forward.
Yeah. So help us to understand that, if you will. If you don't have resources, but yet oftentimes I also understand that many people with low income don't even file taxes. So how does that work? How is that supposed to work?
Well,
theory, I suppose, and again, in practice.
Look, I think you said a point right there. There are many who may not even file income taxes, which is incredible, especially when you have an earned income tax credit that you can get money back.
What would that look like? What would that return look like?
It'd be very simple. It's going to vary depending on income, but they would get they could receive a tax refund that they could use to pay down debt if they have any, to help purchase an automobile if necessary, and many other things that they could use. But it goes to, Nick, really the lack of resources. That's why, you know, that's what we're talking about today. And making sure that people have the right people around them to tell them that. The people who are missing out on, who have $10,000 of credit card debt and could have filed two or three tax returns, and the refunds would have wiped out the debt.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that if someone has $10,000 in credit and debt and credit cards, right?
Right.
If they file the earned income tax credit, that could work for them in some positive way.
That's money that goes directly to them.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, therefore, if they have that type of those types of liabilities, they can use that now. But only, that's money that is sitting there that they're not touching because someone hadn't told them that.
That's very powerful.
Isn't that something? But
that's amazing.
Yeah.
How do we, you know, I don't hear many campaigns that are communicating. Why isn't that? What's that about, you think?
Well, probably because they're not voting.
Okay.
But that's probably the main topic. But but that's something that's out there. And I know the title of that particular article that you spoke of was A Lonely Road. And you know, it is. It is a lonely road, but not just for them, but for everybody else as well. Unless you're in the top, you know, 400 families in America, then it could be a very lonely road for many of us. So, because there was also an article that was in the New York Times that talked about how the wealthy work the tax system to save billions. And I thought that piece was so powerful when it came out, because it talks about really what we do. It's interesting when, you know, I've met with other new prospective clients who would come in and talk, and they say, hey, I work with somebody and I have a financial person, and typically it's the investment person, but no one's talking about tax. And I'm looking at their tax return, and I'm seeing this huge taxable income amount. And it's mind-boggling, because the person who's supposed to prepare the taxes they're not forecasting, they're not being proactive, they're just putting in a number. It doesn't matter if you're rich, middle class, poor, ultra wealthy. If that's happening, you're probably missing out on something. So they can be lonely the exact same way. The more I see, and Nick, I've had over 3,000 interviews with clients since I've started in this profession. Yeah. And you see things that are good, and you see things that are not good. And the one thing that I've seen is the lack of resources. In this article, and I definitely want to make sure that we expound on this one, it's the top 400 families had huge tax savings since 2008, since Obama's been in office. Okay. However, the top 1%, so the so-called middle class, your doctor or your attorney or IT professional, right? So the people who are working at the big banks down here, they are their tax rates actually went up. So in the same time period where the top 400 went down. Why is that? It's because of lack of resources.
If you like to hear more from Glenn Wright or learn more about Worth Financial, call 704-731-0121 or visit the website at www.worthadvisors.com. Glenn, when we come back, we'll talk more about the income defense industry, and I want to hear your thoughts about that. We'll be right back.
You got it.
You're listening to The Worth Report with Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright, giving you financial news you can use.
When I say the word future, what do you think about? Your kids? Your retirement? For me, I wanted security and comfort. Then I met Glenn Wright with Worth Financial, and that's what I got. Security and comfort. Glenn is a real financial advisor. He walks you through every step of your financial future and gives you a plan that will work for you. So do what I did. Pick up the phone and call Worth Financial, 704-731-0121, or simply log on to their website at worthadvisors.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. For financial news you can use and for some security and comfort, get in touch with Worth Financial today.
Financial news you can use. This is the Worth Report. Now, back to your host, Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright.
Welcome back to the Worth Report. I'm your host, Nick Wharton, here with Glenn Wright, CEO and President of Worth Financial. Glenn, in our last segment, we had a great conversation about flat tax and earned income tax credit. But I also mentioned this notion of income defense industry that was also highlighted in that New York Times article. What is that? What is the income defense industry?
Well, you're talking about lawyers, estate planners, financial planners, different lobbyists, anti-tax activities. They're really people who are a group of really a, it's a think tank almost of people who really work to get the income tax rates down for a certain group of people. That's really what he's referring to, the income defense industry. See, it's not about, Nick, it's not about what you make. It's about what you keep, right? So as we're building wealth, we have to look at, of course, the rate of return is very important. But also, you have to defend what you have. So the income defense industry, as mentioned, it's crucial. Let me give you an example. So let's say you're making, and these guys are making millions of dollars, right? But let's take it down to, instead of the millions, let's say you're making $125,000 a year. So let's say after your standard deductions and so forth, now you have to pay taxes, let's say $30,000 a year. Okay. So you're keeping probably 3/4 of that. What if you could take that down and instead of paying that amount, pay $10,000 in taxes? What could you do with the addition? And that is one mechanism, a part of many, on how you build wealth. Doesn't matter how much money you have. So if you make $15,000 a year, we need to maximize the tax code so you can get the most money back. If you make $150 million, then you certainly need to be looking at how to make sure that you look at the tax. We pay so much in taxes, and not just income tax, but you think about gas tax, property tax, sales tax. There's so many different taxes. Income tax is one, and it's a very important one to look at. But that, by minimizing your tax, that is one effective way. And also estate tax. I can't leave that out. So the so-called death tax, because not only do you want to make sure you take more home, but, you know, you also want to make sure your family is provided for as well.
Yeah, that's really helpful to understand. As I think about the article, though, the article frames this income defense industry as a resource that virtually no taxpayer of modest means has access to. So how do we create this income defense industry? How do we shift it, right, to really represent the interests and needs of those who have more modest means, really?
Really, Nick, they're going to need to listen to the show. I mean, that's going to be that's going to really be the way to do
it. Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's going to be the way to do that, because what you'll find is that these people are, I mean, that's not going to change, right? They're doing what they're doing for these top 400 families, according to the New York Times, and that's not going to change. The key is they need to listen to the show. They need to find out who to work with. Interview the people. You know, dealing with finance is so intimidating. You know, and that's
extremely
why.
Extremely intimidating.
Yeah.
And particularly when you don't have much.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, but it's important to learn. You start somewhere. And looking at taxes, it's a great way to start. We need to interview the people. And we're going to talk more about this over the upcoming months.
Right. We will.
Mm-hmm. Interview the people who you're working with. So, for instance, If you make over this $36,000 that Ted Cruz is talking about, and you have a more complicated return with certain deductions, working with a CPA will be important. Working with someone who has actual experience in tax preparation is also important. There's things to look for, but after this show, there, and we'll talk about other things in the future on what to look for different deductions and so forth. In fact, we'll probably need to have a CPA on.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'll actually help us with that. But interviewing these people so you can make sure you get the right one. And the reason why I say that, Nick, is, you know, as I'm meeting with people and people are busy, they're professional, they're working hard each and every day, it's easy to pass the baton to someone else. You know, the neighborhood tax place is right here. We can just go right over there and get our tax returns done, and they're going to make sure we're fine. In fact, some of them have advertisements. Some of you ever audited will cover you. That makes people feel very comfortable. However, they're not looking at their best interest.
So let me stop you there then.
Yeah.
So I see in H&R Block there are a number of firms, right, who are tax preparers. So are you saying that those services specifically just deal with tax preparation, but not necessarily how to help, you know, defend your wealth, let's say, and to help you to invest and to figure out how best to manage your money?
This is tax planning. See, that everyone needs to have a financial plan. I'm a firm believer in that. I don't care how much money you have, how much you don't have. You're going to need a plan if you want to change it. Well, taxes are certainly a part of that as well. So tax planning is important. So when you talk about the tax defense industry, you're really talking about tax planners. So someone's looking at the tax code, which is over 87,000 pages.
87,000 pages.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I see the attraction when I hear candidates say, well, we'll break it down to, you know, one page.
Right, exactly.
You fill out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's importance,
yeah.
Right?
But right now it's 87,000. Why is that? You know, when this started in 19, our modern tax code started in 1913, it was 400 pages, you know, but now it's over 87,000 pages.
That's amazing.
So, and that's because of the loopholes. That's the reason why. There are many loopholes there. Some people are going to read them, some are not. So, you know, when we start looking at retirement plans, and we look at this for people who are self-employed, people who want to start a business, well, maybe I need a 401k. Well, that's what the accountant may say. But what about a 401h or a 457 or a 403b or a 457b or a pension plan or many other ERISA types of plans that are out there? They aren't focused on those because that's not what you hear about. You hear 401k, maybe IRA. That's it. So the goal is, whether you're lonely at the bottom or lonely at the top, is to associate yourself with the right resources that can really, really help you. So, because I'm a firm believer that everybody needs an income defense strategy.
Wow, that's very powerful, Glenn. That's a great, great closing for this show. If you want to learn more about Worth Financial and listen to their very smart, intuitive advisors, give them a call at 704-731-0121 or go to their website at www.worthadvisors.com. But stick around. We've got a few more minutes, and we want to take a look back at this and capture some important note that you need to take away from this conversation. We'll be right back.
Financial news you can use.
This is The Worth Report
with Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright.
When I say the word future, what do you think about? Your kids? Your retirement? For me, I wanted security and comfort. Then I met Glenn Wright with Worth Financial, and that's what I got. Security and comfort. Glenn is a real financial advisor. He walks you through every step of your financial future and gives you a plan that will work for you. So do what I did. Pick up the phone and call Worth Financial, 704-731-0121, or simply log on to their website at worthadvisors.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. For financial news you can use, and for some security and comfort, get in touch with Worth Financial today.
Now, The Worth Report. Look back at the show.
Welcome back to The Worth Report. I'm your host, Nick Wharton, here with Glenn Wright. And At this point in our show, we always take a moment to look back at our conversation and to discover a jewel that we want to leave with our listeners that they really that will really be financial news that they can use. So, Glenn, in our conversation, we identified this income defense industry as a strategy that the wealthy use to manage and protect wealth. Unfortunately, though, when we look at the average American, they may see tax season to be an important but with crucial and also painful activity, right, that they must go through to complete their finances, right, for the year. But there's a contrast here. One is an activity. One is a strategy. Talk to us about that, the importance of a strategy.
Well, Nick, people assume that they only deal with taxes once a year. This time of year, it's time to file. That's it. But Nick, if you work every day, you're paying taxes every day. And so it's not a February 15th issue. It's a January through December issue that you have to look at and be aware of. And that's what we do at Worth Financial. We look at where are you? What can we do to help you with understanding where you are in the tax code and seeing how we can lower it if possible and make sure that that's one avenue that we can use to help build wealth. So looking at it from a daily perspective. So I want the listeners to look at this. Look at their check stubs. This is January. Look at how much money they're paying in tax. Look at what they plan on paying for the year. When they file in 2015, this year, the goal should be if we're making the same money, what can we do to maximize our opportunities? And that's what we want to do.
Well, Glenn, it sounds like you're saying that 2015 is not yet over and is still an opportunity for those to go back, right, and handle their financial affairs. Is that accurate?
Nick, that's 100% accurate, and I'm going to take it a step beyond that. What we found is that there are many people who have had poor tax planning done in the past, and you can go back and amend those tax returns for the last 3 years. So to answer your question, yes and yes.
Well, if you want to talk with Glenn Wright or any of his advisors at Worth Financial, call 704-731-0121 or visit the website at www.worthadvisors.com. Glenn, it was great talking with you this week. We learned a lot. I think our listeners learned a lot. I look forward to our conversation next week.
Same here, Nick.
When I say the word future, what do you think about? Your kids? Your retirement? For me, I wanted security and comfort. Then I met Glenn Wright with Worth Financial, and that's what I got, security and comfort. Glenn is a real financial advisor. He walks you through every step of your financial future and gives you a plan that will work for you. So do what I did. Pick up the phone and call Worth Financial, 704-731-0121, or simply log on to their website at worthadvisors.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. For financial news you can use, and for some security and comfort, get in touch with Worth Financial today.